Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Oh, yes, it is. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone listening from the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as the chat room. And welcome, everyone listening by phone. And welcome, everyone listening via Cosmic Dimensions, the archives, and, of course, iTunes. I'm your host and friendly co-pilot, Michelle Meshe. It's great to be here with all of you. Great to connect with all of you. Got a really amazing program today. I've, of course, got with us Thunderbeat, award-winning musician, healer, and teacher. Of course, many of you know her by her books, CDs, her music CDs and DVDs. And her wonderful chakra journey. So we'll be tuning in with her a little bit later. Really looking forward to that. How many are noticing an interesting energy pattern? I asked it last week. We'll be touching upon that and, of course, finishing up with the rays. If you would like to connect via phone, again, the number is 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know you want to get on air for readings or to chat. I'd love to know how everyone is doing. And if you have questions or comments or feedback, and sometimes just to hear the voice, though I love people in the chat room as well. It's a great way to connect. Voice is nice, too. It's all good, all good. Hello, Siren Dreams in the chat room. Denise, hello, Lisa. Welcome, guests. Of course, Little Light, welcome. Great to connect with you and our guests. Also, guests, if you'd like to connect more via the chat room, have more interaction, all you need to do is log on. Obviously, if you are signed up with Blog Talk Radio. If not, all you need to do is register with your name and email address. So I'm getting an email question here right now. Okay, so I'm double manning it here. I've got email coming in. I've got some text coming in. And then we've, of course, got what's going on in the chat room, the Sacred Space of Empowerment. So we've got a few things happening here, a few ways to get the information. So let me... let's see. And again, 347-539-5122. I like to say that a lot. Part of it is because I get a lot of people, not a lot, but a little chunk of people saying, oh, you say the number so quickly, I couldn't call. It was in my car, I couldn't call. Also, I hope you got the list of that we said last week, a few people that had emailed. Pat, you're one of them. Grammy Pat, how are you doing? About the music. So at some point we're going to put yay, Sadie, when you hear this, at some point we're going to put the list or a partial list of the music that I play on Blog Talk, actually on the Awakenings radio page also. And I think it was Elisa, I'm not sure, but I want to thank the people that did go to iTunes, took the time. I know time is really busy. But Awakenings is in an expansion mode, and you all are a part of that. So those of you that listen, there's thousands of listeners. We get a little, I don't know, 10,000 plus, and only a few people put the feedback. So I know times are busy, but maybe do a little post-y note or put it in your calendar to put that life-enhancing, appreciative feedback on the Awakenings radio page on Facebook. And also on iTunes. So part of the expansion is the people looking at the feedback. So if you can go to iTunes, if you listen via iTunes Or maybe one day you just happen to be listening to some music, or you're purchasing some music, and you know you go, oh, hey, I need to go to that Awakenings radio page and leave an appreciation comment, some feedback. And also, you know, I do welcome, and I listen. I think it was an Andre or somebody about the intro, outro. So we got that done. We really do listen here to the feedback, what's really needed, what's necessary. That's one of the reasons we changed the format of the program. If you remember before, we had the guests the whole program. So we really did, listen to countless emails. I don't just take one in. I take one into account. If it's making a major change to the program, I wait and see if other people, happen to say the same thing. And you got countless emails saying, "Gosh, we really love it when you talk or you do readings or you share, in the beginning. But we love your guests too. You get amazing guests. We love the guests, and we love hearing them. But we also love hearing you." So I 50-50, right? That's the way to do it. So also, it's so inspiring for me to hear from everyone, whether in the chat room or you call in or you email at awakenings@selfandlight.com. It just always is great. I mean it. When Julie at the beginning of the intro says, "It's great to connect with all of you here," it really is. And it's great to hear how the program is impacting you, how my daily OM course is assisting you on your path, and what you're doing. I got a wonderful email, let's see if I have who it was, saying that they had done my daily OM course and it now inspired them to help others awaken in their own area. And as well as start a blog. And so that's, you guys, this is what this is all about. So where are you feeling called? You know, part of this, hello, Pixie Jewel, part of this is all of us sharing with each other that insight and inspiration. And that's why I always also try to kind of give a head up of what's coming up, you know, metaphysically, psychically, kind of the 411 from the guides, because we're all meant to, you know, really come into that self-realization, what the truth of who we really are. But then also the self-realization needs to move into self-actualization. We have to actualize. We have to make our dreams, our gifts, our realities, the nudges that we receive from spirit, we need to make them into a reality. We need to connect with those in meaningful ways, because that's what the soul is all about. That's why you see so many people in the waking up kind of saying, "I want to do my own thing," you know. Hey, Todd, great to connect with you in the chat room as well. Lots of people coming in. I do see someone on the phone line, and we will be getting to phone lines, readings and connectings, and I'll do that now, and then we'll touch on the soul rays. If you have a question about also how to know which ray you are or combination of rays, we can dive into that as well, because that really also helps you navigate through the interpretation of the messages that you're getting from spirit, if you know how to filter it. You know, like I may get the same messages or similar messages to somebody maybe that's in the financial world or is establishing something, maybe an institution or something, or starting a new group. That's going to be filtered a different way for me, because that's not my ray. I'm not coming in on that first ray. Okay, great. If you have a question or comment, callers, the number again, 347-539-5122. Got my decaf Americano here. And a big, big glass of wonderful high alkaline water. Okay, let's get to 818-421.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, welcome to the program. Hey.
Well, hi.
Welcome. Good to connect. Good to hear your voice.
Yes. I'm calling in just because I had a lot of, like, stomach issues going on, And a lot of the foods I just really can't eat. And I just wanted to see what, like, if that's just part of the energy that's going on, what I don't know. It's weird stuff.
Really good question. And actually so interesting, so synchronistic, because I was going to actually touch upon this, because as you know, we did that workshop this weekend, which
yeah.
I'm going to be, hopefully David C., I got to talk to him, going to be have somebody that's making them available via Skype or some kind of teleclass so more people can do these. There's a lot right now, a lot of processing going on a really, on a cellular level. And
okay.
That's going to continue. It's really in a concentrated form right now. I would say it started in February until about April, but really this whole year, actually the next two and a half years, it's almost like we're being can you turn the radio off? I can hear me in the background or down.
Yeah.
Sadie, turn
yeah,
the,
got it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So
I've got
that okay. Down. So we're kind of being think of in the salad spinner, you know, spinning around, and then some parts you might take out, some parts you put in, and maybe you put more stuff in. With the stomach as well, and I've been seeing a lot of people that have had little, like, flu-y things, colds. Sometimes when you're releasing on a cellular level, and that is going to come through not just mentally and emotionally, but also physically and physiologically, because there's actual physiological changes that happen. We call it alchemical processing or alchemical releasing, and it means just that. There's a reconfiguration of the chemical aspect of who you are. And so sometimes things that are toxic situations, toxic relationships, things you can't stomach anymore,
yeah.
are being released, okay? So you might want to ask yourself, what can't you stomach?
Okay.
Is there something that you're not able to stomach? Is
it
there something
like
going...
It just seems like my stomach hurts all the time, and really bad after I eat almost every time.
Mm. And what are you eating?
I've really been trying to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. I'm not eating a lot of meat right now. I'm watching the dairy.
The thing that I'm getting with you, anxiety. I'm getting there's some things that you can't stomach or you're not sure of. You know what I'm getting psychically? It's here's the image. It's like standing on shifting sand. But have you ever seen rock that's really hard, but it's really made, and maybe you're hiking, but it's really made out of hardened sand. And so when you're climbing those rocks, or let's say even just like now you're standing on them, you're wondering, are they going to come apart? And some are really solid, and so they're not coming apart. And some are not so solid, and so they could start crumbling, right?
Yeah.
So I feel with you, there's two things. You're really releasing some things. I feel like 2-3 years old, some really, really old patterning about safety, a lot of anxiety, and perhaps you also absorbed anxiety from your environment is what I'm hearing. And
yeah.
some of that has been playing out. And so
okay.
You're really releasing on a deep level that encrusted pattern of having anxiety. So part of what's happening with you right now is the energy is trying to come up, and unfortunately, as you're eating, but you do need to eat, it's, you know, they're meeting each other. And so it is causing, almost like I feel stomach cramping is what I'm hearing. It's really like a cramp. Is
yeah.
that right?
It
okay.
hurts. Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you might want to go less acidic. You might want to do broth, soup. If you are doing juices, maybe dilute them. Maybe do smoothies. You know, it's like some whey protein powder, egg whites. you know, oatmeal. The other thing is oat. The homeopathic remedy or the bok flour remedy can also help. Think of things that help your nerves, the nervines. Oatmeal, oat bran. Let's see what else. Let me tune in here. Things that take the edge off. You know, another good thing, and I've been taking for my brain, is the SAMe.
Okay.
And that helps also with muscle stuff, joints, helps with liver, people that have fibromyalgia, muscles, joints. But it also helps with the neurotransmitters. And I feel that... yeah, I feel like the cramping. Gosh, I can even see. Do you bite your nail or the side of your fingers?
Yeah,
I can. I'm doing it right now. I can feel it. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And the inside of my inside of my lip.
And the inside of the lip. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to. I would get in touch with the anxiety and either even write about it. What's causing the anxiety? What do you fear? And what's the worst that could happen? And let it come out more into more conscious. But I do feel you are having an outcome. You are in what we call the. It's a requalifying and recalibrating of the energy, and it is an alchemical process. And so. It can bring, you know, nausea. It can bring cramping. But you're definitely clearing some things at a deeper level, a cellular level.
Okay.
So whatever you can do to kind of help it along, make the nervous system stronger. And also speak your mind more, what I'm hearing. Don't let things slide so long.
Okay.
Say something right away. This is making me feel this way, or this is what's happening. You don't have to be blaming anybody, but you need to speak, or that's not going to work for me, or that's not happening, or I can't handle that right now. That will help, because this energy, again, is trying to come, it's trying to come up and out. It's trying to release, but not only release, it's like a cleansing. It is like going through the wash cycle. It's trying to, because it's all the same energy. We only have, there's only one energy source. The quality changes. So it's trying to release more energy so that you have energy more. Have you also been feeling more tired?
Oh, my gosh, I'm exhausted all the time. It's freaky.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also because you're doing so much clearing work. And also that... the type of energy has actually, because what happens when we have nervous conditions, nerves, anxiety, even depression to a degree. The depression, you know, the swing side to it is anxiety, but if the energy has nowhere to go. So it kind of comes up and then there's a lid on it and we have to put it down. You know, we kind of, or there's too much energy happening, but think of it within the system. It's not getting fully expressed. It's not coming full circle. Even if people do see them shaking their knee or their leg, you know, really anxious, we've seen people doing that or tapping something. They're trying to release the energy, but it's stuck in that part that's tapping. It's stuck there. It needs to go fully through the body. So anything that's fluid movement, swaying, those kinds of things, circular motion, help move the energy up and out like a spiral. That's what's happening with you. The energy is moving up and out, and then it's shifting its own energetic structure to, you know, if you will, the DNA, RNA. It's shifting so that pattern is getting broken up to become a different type of pattern, and that's the qualifying. And the recalibrating.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Makes sense. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Great question.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye. Really good question. Yeah. That's other people feeling that? Other people going through that? I'd be curious to know. There's a lot of that right now. part of it is, you know, beyond astrology, that's the pattern we've actually been in through last January. I call it the longest retrograde. However, astrologically, we do happen to have Mars's retrograde. I believe it would retrograde in the third, and it will be till about April. And then we will have Mercury, you know, which was our mental processing, and Venus, what we value, also how and where we give and express love. But Mars has to do with our action, our body. You know, it has a lot to do with where and how we use our energy, or how does what we're thinking get put into a physical process, a behavioral process, a movement process or routine. So Denise in the chat is saying, wow, amazing, I've seen this in action in others. I've seen myself rocking without holding a baby. Yeah, the anything rocking, any kind of rocking motion, that's why babies do that a lot, or swaying, really connects you into that cosmic rhythm, the om, the ah-om and the om. And if you really do a quote-unquote proper om, you will kind of start rocking. You'll see that it's very circular, okay? So that's representing not only Mother Earth, but the universe, the sphere, the womb, the cosmic womb, the intergalactic wombs, because our energy pattern, if anybody knows anything about chakras, It's a intersection of two pathways of energy that create a vortex. So we have these vortices. Well, what is a vortex or a vortice? It is a spiral or circular pattern. And if you think of as above, as so below, the Merkaba, even though it's intersecting triangles of light representing as above, so as below, or that Star of David, when you connect with each point in it and go from the outer point to the inner point, what are you doing? It ends up being a spiral. So you're really connecting into that universal energy flow when you are rocking or swaying. And also, you notice you find your own rhythm. So if you're ever feeling off or not grounded, or that you're a little flighty or too much is happening, just stop and kind of sway. And you notice most, especially Qigong and Tai Chi, there's a lot of that circular movement. So swaying or just rocking and starting really slow or starting faster and then slowing down. And letting and working with the breath, okay, I'm doing it right now, working with the breath and finding the natural rocking motion, if you will, that your body wants to do, and letting the body. One of the things in this great grand awakening that we're in that's very pivotal is not getting rid of the mind. You're going to find that we're going to be interpreting the mind differently, and definitely the brain, recognizing it as that interface or the brain mediating intelligence, and more separation of, you know, the idea of brain and mind. I mean, they're very, very distinct or different. The brain is the organ. The mind is chitti, consciousness. And you can see this. If everybody recalls what they ate earlier, drank earlier, you'll see a mental image picture. Just got rid of my wonderful decaf Americana with foamy from with my frother. So the mind changes depending on level of consciousness, how much consciousness, depth of consciousness, awareness, and what we're focused on. It's non-local, whereas the brain is localized and it's chemicalized, right? It's definitely it's an organ and muscle, but it's all parts of the body. There is a chemical, a biochemical correspondence there. So what will happen though? What is starting to happen? In a way, and some people say it's the old age or getting into more the ancient or indigenous cultures, but it is coming back into body wisdom, body knowing. And that's why, you know, doing things that are more toning, chanting, singing, vocalizing, verbalizing, coming back into the body wisdom, the body nature. So anything, if you right now, especially in this next 3-4 months, that you kind of can't figure out yourself, you don't know what's going on, or there's a lot of confusion, go into movement. Okay, when you're thinking, go into movement. Use that as a pattern interrupt. Start swaying or rocking, and then see what comes up after that. Or go for a walk. That's another thing right now, really being in nature or just getting that movement of walking. And then come back to whatever it is going on. And maybe writing about it, journaling it, or my sense is you will have a flash of insight. Call me and let me know. Try this or email me at awakeningsatselfandlight.com or put it on the Awakenings Radio page, how this worked on Facebook for you. But we've got to, because what happens is that our mind has to be more cleared, our mind and our emotions. Our body's doing fine. Our mind and emotional aspect of us, because we have so much misinformation in our thought processes, our beliefs, that what happens is you get caught in these loops. And the way out of it is it's through some form of meditation where you're using the mind to get beyond the mind, or connecting the body to get beyond the local mind, beyond the rational surface mind, to get into universal mind or cosmic mind. So we want to get beyond that first rung where most of us get looped there in trying to figure out our issues or our problems. Biachio Radio, my morning walks, many insights. Yeah, see? The walking, it's amazing. And especially if you get it in nature, or around more nature, or just notice nature, it really, the higher self just comes in like a little zoom. Hello, 408-368, welcome to the program. You're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. Great to connect with you.
Me too. I just signed up for your Navigating the Shift course. I want to let you know that I love it. I've only started week one, but it's amazing.
Oh, gosh, I am so happy for you. I feel like, I went through it a couple times myself. I'm like, oh, my gosh, so you're at the beginning. Oh, great. I am so excited for you, and I'm so glad you're loving it. It's let me know when you get to the modes of energy, too. I think it's the third lesson, how to see yourself more energetically as an energetic being and what type of energy. Because we all come in with a unique, it's either one energy pattern, predominant pattern, or a a grouping of that. And it really, once I learned what my energetic pattern was, I'm balanced. I'm basically all of them, but I'm very much a not only a receiver, receiving a lot, but generating. And so you'll know, kind of, are you an initiator, are you a generator, are you a receiver, are you a manifester? I'm also a manifester, a lot of manifesting energy. But yeah, it's very powerful. So, so excited, Sheila.
Yeah, I really like the video and the meditation and just what you've written so far about, like, what is the shift? I think there's a lot of information out there that it's going to be this cataclysmic event and everyone's going to, disappear, but it's more of an internal shift.
So, yes. And hopefully more and more people will start this information, because I'm not the only one that thinks this way, but more of it will get, out there. And we've got to remember, too, a lot of the information that is out there was perhaps before even we had the idea of typewriter or computer, let alone a phone or device, So we change things by our consciousness because we are the shift. So as we're getting more evolved and saying no to certain things and coming together, things don't have to be so extreme.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like dieting. If you're not eating 5 or 10 pieces of chocolate cake, you know, a day, probably you're going to look and feel differently. You know what I mean? If you're just having one or two here and there. So, yeah, Sheila, you bring up a really, really good point there. It's more of an internal. So, should we tune in for you? I'm so glad you called. Did you have a question at all? Or?
Yes, I do, actually. It pertains to my career, and it does parlay into why I'm taking your course. So I feel like I'm in a good spot with work, and I'm growing, and want to move up to that next level. And I think part of it for me is I have a hard time, you know, letting people see my light or shining my light, and I do hold
been
back,
hiding
and I'm trying to and I'm trying to break out of that, and which is part of the reason why I'm taking your course. And I just want to let you know, I want to ask you, like, what can I do, I guess, like, what do you see for my career? You know, I really want to get to that next level. You know, any guidance that I can, or advice that you can give me to, you know, not hold back, or, you know, when I get, I start feeling this tightening. But I'm trying to really hard to break out of it, so just wanted to hear any guidance on that.
Well, the first thing I definitely feel, and it's interesting, as you were talking, that it is going to be it's great that you're doing the course. I feel like what you want to do is going to become clearer for you probably mid to end, maybe three quarters into the course. I feel you already have like a little inkling. One of the things I feel that you're kind of breaking free of, Sheila, is having to see things always physically or tangibly manifested or in form. So it's kind of like, believe it when I see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like, I feel this or I think this or I intuit this, but wait, let me see it. And then it's like, you'll go, oh, I was right. So what I'm getting from the guides is for you right now is the perseverance, the persistence to just keep showing up on your path with that curiosity that you have, that divine curiosity, and that part of you that says, I want to transform my life and the way I express my life. I want to express more. I do feel you, there's a lot around you with health and beauty. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Okay.
That I'm interested in, or?
Yeah.
I do have,
What is that? There's something very strong. Yeah. What is?
So I did create a website that was around, like, wellness, and it doesn't really have a whole lot of beauty stuff on there, but that is something that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm. See, I feel that's a very strong direction for you, and even the beauty. You know, whether it's beauty from the inside out, just like you talked about the shift, you know, you can be that voice that says, look, it's not all about the external. What are you feeling internally that will, your beauty will shine through, or healthy makeup, you know, that, you know, are alternatives. But I do feel that anything in that department, health, beauty, and when I say health and beauty, I also mean wellness. To me, it's all in there. You know, it's years ago, I hosted a television show actually called Fashion and Beauty. And it was all, you know, people used to say, is she a psychologist? Why is she, you know, my thing was all about the inner and the outer. You know, that was my platform. It didn't matter if they just wanted to talk surface about styles and what color was in. I was going into the deep stuff, you know. It's like, it's my show, I'm going to do it the way I want to. So I do feel that whether website with products, I feel you could also, whether courses, products that you can write on what you found beneficial or as good, kind of a rating thing, you know, and you can start at a blog or on YouTube. But I feel you have a really strong interest in that. It would be very fulfilling, and then you make it what you want. You bring that depth in. You bring that awareness, spiritual aspect as well. But I do see something down the road with products, because there is something about you, or something, there's going to be something more tangible than just the site. Maybe it's selling things there, I'm not sure, or people sponsoring you. Because you do like something tangible that to kind of hold. You want to create something that not only you can see, but others can see as well. So does that make sense?
Yeah. It's not what I'm doing right now, but I consider that more of like a hobby. But I do spend a lot of time reading like health articles. I'm into whatever, like supplements, like,
yeah,
you know,
that's what I see. Supplements.
Organic.
You can sell all that. Yeah, organic. That's what I'm seeing. See, that's the next wave of that whole, I call it health and beauty. You call it wellness, health, beauty, wellness. I don't know if you heard our program, Sheila, last week, but I believe it was last week I spoke on this. It could have been even the week before a little bit because we've been touching on the rays. Because we are in this time of the soul, it's very important that, you know, in the next shift that we're all going through, that people are choosing vocations, careers, jobs that are of high interest to them. And that's where the leadership positions will come from, is things that were likes or hobbies or interests then begin to kind of get galvanized and maximized to become that person's, you know, career focus, if you will, or vocation focus. Kind of in the old paradigm, we didn't do that. We had more hobbies or things that we like to do, and then we had the work, right? We had the job.
Right. That's how I see it, too.
Yeah, I know. But that's your – but, yeah, but this course is going to help you to shift that. That's what I said earlier. It's your kind of some old beliefs that you have that need to get kind of updated and, you know, rearranged in a way that's progressive and current. Okay, for the soul part of you. So not just you, Sheila, but anybody else that's listening, your leadership position, where you're going to shine, where you're going to lead, whomever that is, whether it's a couple people, your family, friends, a whole group, where you're going to really have that abundant living is actually going to be through your natural interest, where you're spending that time where you go, God, I can't wait to do that. I can't wait to read this. I want to do, you know, where you're saying that's the soul urge. That spirit nudging you saying, this is the direction to go. This is where, this is following your soul template. So I feel for you, Sheila, it's your repatterning. It's your mental state of belief. But you're on the road to doing it, so it's perfect.
Okay, so do you recommend that I spend more time on, I haven't recently, on the website or writing or anything like that?
I would, absolutely, okay. Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Now, again, your higher self is not going to have us do jump, you know, so there's going to be bridging, you know. Many of us are in a bridging time right now, or many of you are in a bridging time, so you're doing what you were doing, but you're step by step bringing in the new, bringing in your new focus. You know, the changes that are happening, if you look around, are very organic. We do, you know, if you want to say evolve, or we unfold, you know, just like a flower. It doesn't happen, boom, all at once. So, yeah, I would say definitely start now and start building.
Okay. Thank you.
Good stuff. And I'm really happy for you. And keep me posted on how you're doing on 2012 Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift. I'm really interested to keep in touch with you on the, and if you have any questions, you can always, you know, obviously call back in or email at awakenings@selfandlight.com. Okay? We're here for you, Sheila.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome. Bye. Okay. Oops, what happened to this now? Oh, hello, 951-760, you're on Awakening.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi. What's your first name?
Excuse me?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, my name is
your first name?
Donna.
Donna, okay, great. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I haven't called in before, so I'm not really sure what, if it's, if you do readings or exactly what it is.
Oh, questions, comments, readings, just a chat. It's up to you.
yeah,
do you have a question?
No, not particularly. I'm gonna leave it open if that's okay and see what.
Well, no, we have. You have to ask a specific question.
Oh, I do. Okay. What about my?
That gets
my,
you. That gets you engaged. That get makes
right.
you invested.
I'm kind of wondering which direction. I mean, I have a job now. I mean, I don't think it's my calling. I'm a hairstylist, but I feel like there's more that I should be doing, or I don't think it's my true calling. I'm just trying to pinpoint exactly what area that I might, you know, that's where I'm supposed to be.
Okay. Well, you know what's interesting about the hairstylist? It's actually a very sacred, because you're working with the crown chakra, right? You're working spiritually.
Uh-huh.
So it's, I feel part of what you're meant to do. Now, I feel you have a lot of varied interests. Is that true? I feel like that you have a lot of things that you're interested in. Yeah. So you're what Marianne Williamson says, a coat of many colors. You're not just one coat or one flavor. So I would say not to limit yourself. I do see you sticking with the hairstyling. You know, now, that's the great thing about that kind of, occupation, if you will, or vocation or career, all of the above. You can make your own hours. You can go to people's homes. You can do events. You can tailor it to support, I feel, some of the other interests that you have. And I feel that with you. I feel that, it's interesting, even with the other caller, and I love this. There's always synchronicities on this program, it's, I'm sure with other aligned connections and programs as well. But I am feeling a thread, and maybe some of the listeners that are either listening by phone or archives or in the chat. Remember, what we're all doing right now is we're creating new forms, whether those forms of relationship, how we relate, whether these forms are corporations, how a corporation runs, or an institution, or educational, or books, products. These are all forms that have to be changed or updated to hold the new emerging consciousness, okay, of the new paradigm. So I'm getting a thread, and I feel this with you, Donna, as well, because I do feel you either liking to travel a lot or you're wanting to do more travel or more movement. You're not really wanting to be tied down as much. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah, that's true.
So what I'm hearing for you is also the idea of more conscious, and maybe go to some kind of conference, products. This is for everyone listening. I feel like Spirit is saying we need some more consciousness in the health, beauty, and wellness. And so I do feel that that direction for you, Donna, I feel like there's some other people listening as well that are on the fence. Whether having your own business doing it or distribution or bringing it to what you're already doing, kind of all of the above, but to look in that direction. You, I feel, Donna, though, you're going to be doing a few things. I don't feel it's just one thing for you.
Oh, huh. I wonder what that is.
Well, your interests. I feel like you have a lot of varied interests, and so I feel like you have the potential to be very entrepreneurial and do a few things, even have stake in a couple of things, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I do see you staying right now with the hairstyling. I see you more branching out and trying other things.
I see, yeah. I've been wanting to do that. I've been wanting to just take different classes in the metaphysical area and just see what, you know, that maybe comes naturally or, you know. So, yeah, I plan on doing
that.
There
it is.
Yeah, I just didn't know exactly. I mean, there's so many different areas in the metaphysical realm. I just kind of, you know, pinpoint exactly what would that I might, you know.
But you're not going to know that yet. What you're going to weave in, and I still feel somehow the hair care, hair styling, something is prominent.
Right.
But you know. Like, I consider myself basically a teacher. I have a lot of training, a lot of different things, being a psychic channel, and medium. But that's not – I'm basically, you know, a communicator.
Right.
So one of the things in the new in the new paradigm people have to kind of, you know, realign themselves to is our languaging.
Uh-huh.
Not to limit, or if someone says, you know, oh, you're a teacher. Oh, I don't want to teach. Oh, I hate teaching. Oh, my God, that's so many out. And it's like, no, how do you want to do it? So I feel where you're at right now, Donna, is perfect. Do all that research, you know, take the courses, the classes, go to the conferences, feel things out and see what can you start adding to.
Right.
But I do feel a scheduling change. I do feel you're going to work differently.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right?
Yeah, well, thank
Great.
You. That helps me, you know, keep on track. So I'm just going to keep on doing what I've been wanting to do, and I'm sure it'll fall into place.
Perfect. Yeah, it will. It always does. We just need to do the next thing that's right in front of us.
That's
Thanks
true.
For calling. Thanks for listening to Awakening.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Blessing. Bye-bye. Okay, so second half of the program, we have our Awakened guest on. Next week, of course, from 12 noon to 12:45, we will be doing readings again, tuning in, or you can call in. If you do have questions that are involved with what our next topic is, which are the Mayan 2012 predictions, also we'll be talking, perhaps touching on chakras, energy alignment. If you have questions that are relevant to that, please call in. The number is 347-539-5122. And so our next Awakened guest is Thunderbeat. Many of you know her from her music, her books, and, of course, her chakra journey. Thunderbeat is a Native American of Choctaw and Shawnee heritage. She's been traveling since the early 1990s to the Mayan lands, speaking with many Mayan shamans and conducting ceremonies in the pyramids. In fact, that's where one of her last CDs was inspired. She's received knowledge that's not in books. She will be speaking about the Mayan prophecy, the shifts, time speeding up, and the Spanish Mayan Holocaust and codexes. Thunderbeat will be sharing her magical experiences at the Mayan temples and her past life as a Mayan high priestess. And we'll be talking because she's got some events that are coming up as well. So welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Thunderbeat.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Great
I'm so glad to
back.
Be here. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You've got a lot going on, so I want to just totally dive in. And I just love this because what was the CD that was inspired or actually you did from one of the pyramids?
It's called Mayan Landing 2012.
Yeah, Mayan Landing 2012. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it has the ancient activational Mayan tones in there that brought them into higher consciousness states. When I walk through the temples, I ask, for the ancient knowledge and the ancient music. And they didn't, like in Egypt, they played me some songs, and I didn't, with the Mayans, I heard no songs, but I heard activational tones that they were incredible. So they are on the CD. So you got to be careful. You can't drive with that CD.
Right, I agree. I've worked with the Mayans in this dimension and other dimensionally, and they're very not just grounded but pointed. They will let you know exactly what to do, where to go, and what, you know. There's no little gray area. It's very right, very assertive and assured beings.
Yes, they definitely know which way to go. Put it that way.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
We just lost Thunderbeat.
No, I'm here. Hello? Hello?
I'm back. Thunderbeat? Thunderbeat? Hello? Thunderbeat? Oh, gosh. Where is she? I can hear you, Thunderbeat. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. I want to make sure that I have sound. I'm trying to get Thunderbeat back. Maybe you could playing at Blog Talk, playing his tricks. Well, our technology has to catch up with our vibrational frequency. So, okay. Thunderbeat, I see that you're on air, but maybe you can call back in. Let's see, because I'm not hearing you. Let's see. Make sure. I can hear Thunderbeat. See, can you guys hear me? Hello, Thunderbeat?
Hello. Yes.
Oh, perfect. I could hear you in the background, but it couldn't. Okay. This
happens. Is it very faint?
What?
Is it faint? Can you hear me?
Yes, it is faint. It is faint. Can you...
Let me call on my other phone.
Yeah, if it's louder or if you can talk more. Yeah, people are saying they can't hear you.
Okay, let me try my other phone and I'll call you right back, right now.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. I love that. Somebody please develop technology that can handle these higher frequencies and higher frequency states. Please, please, please. We need an up-leveling of Todd. She moved to a higher vibration. Good, Pixie Jewel, you could hear me. Okay, well, I couldn't hear her. And, okay, so we've got a 972. Oh, she didn't tell me what number. Let's see.
Hello.
Ah, great. Perfect. Thunderbeat, I can hear you.
Great. I got so many exciting things to tell everyone.
Oh, I want to hear. And I was just saying, you know, the technology hasn't yet shifted enough to handle higher vibrational states. You know, we get rock and roll in here, and it kerplunks on us.
I understand.
Yeah. Now, let me also, the best, because people are asking already, the best website is thunderbeat.com, right? That's the, cause I know you had another one at one point.
Yeah, thunderbeat.com is perfect. You can go and on the product page and listen to my music. You can sample it for free. And the Mayan Landing 2012 CD is on there. So
okay. Perfect.
So all I want to say, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm all ears.
Okay, great. You know, I want to say that I know many of the Hopi shamans, and I've talked to many of the Mayan elders, and there's none of them are saying that the world is going to end December 21st, 2012.
Yeah.
You know, I am so tired of the doom and gloom, and that's why I'm stepping up to the plate about talking about this. You know, I've been down in the Mayan lands many times, you know, in the early 90s and all through the 90s and in 2005, 6, 7, 8. And I've talked to many Mayan elders, and they laugh. You know, no, we're going to a dimensional shift. You know,
yeah.
We're going into a fifth dimension, into the fifth world, as they would say. Like, for instance, let me talk about the many worlds that we've been through in the legends. The Mayan talk about the four worlds, and we are in the fourth world right now. Each world, it has about a 5,200-year cycle. The first cycle was a feminine energy cycle of fire, and that fire was the element that ruled it. The second cycle was masculine energy, and it was earth, and that was the element that ruled that cycle. The third cycle, third world, was feminine again, and it was energy, was the air, that was the element. The fourth cycle, which we are in now, is masculine energy, and it's water, and that is the element that rules it now. Now, the fifth cycle and the fifth dimension and the fifth world is of harmony between the masculine and the feminine, and the element that rules it is ether. Yay!
The ethernet, the internet, the crystalline, yes. I'm so glad you're on, Thunderbeat, because I've been almost pulling my hair out with all this misinformation. I'm like, please, somebody come on. So tell us about this. We're entering in the fifth world, obviously the fifth dimension, and I love that you say we've already been in the fourth, because even if anybody knows basic physics, we've been fourth dimensional, not third dimensional.
Right.
So what is this? What are we entering into? What is this fifth dimension, this fifth world, this fifth realm that we are entering into.
Well, it's not, I just want to say again, it's not doom and gloom, and we should be rejoicing right now. We should be so happy.
Yeah.
Because we are going into the fifth world, fifth dimension, and we've already, it's already started. People think it's always going to happen one day, and no, we've already gone, we started going into it. And the fifth dimension is more people becoming more higher consciousness, you know, more intuitive, more psychic, more, you know, a lot of people are actually instantly coming up to, you know, realizing they've been in the corporate world for, let's say, 20 years or so, or 15 years or 25 years. And they're, one day they go, oh, my God, I'm a healer. I didn't realize it. I thought all that stuff was foo-foo, but now I am coming to realize it's not. You know, and they're coming, people are stepping into the who they really are quickly. And this, the frequency energies are helping people see a lot clearer. Now, it has, you know, people are noticing a time shift, like things are speeding up. Have you noticed that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I noticed it a while back, and then people say, as you get older, and I'd say, I'd snap at them and say, a client of mine is 21 years old, 19. I say, they're saying time is speeding up, so please don't put that as you get older thing, you know. Yes, what is that about? That's definitely, and especially I would say since the shift we had in October, we've really gone into hyperspeed, it feels like.
Yeah. Well, that is part of the shift, one of the shifts, part of the fifth dimensional shift. It seems like time is speeding up, but it's time is really not speeding up. It's the frequencies that's speeding up. Now, according to Schumann resonance, which is actually can be calculated, which is the measurement of electromagnetic waves, Nikola Tesla talked about it and had written many books about it and taught, you know, the people about the, it's called electromagnetic waves of the earth, which like the Native American or the Mayans would call it the heartbeat of the earth, okay? That's so it's one and the same. Now it is expanded, and this is, it's as of since the 80s, they've been calculating it. Now the military has been using the electromagnetic resonance and calculating the cycles of the earth, okay? They know all about this. And Earth has been, since the 80s, has been 7.83 cycles per second. Now, it's slowly rising. And it's now our cycle. Check this out. Our cycle is now 12 cycles per second, meaning our 24-hour days are now less than 16 hours a day.
It is amazing. It is amazing. Now, Thunderbeat, is this why people are having their sleep patterns are changing, or they're sleeping little bits either through the night, or some people are saying they're waking up early, way early, kind of ready to go? Would this affect sleep patterns?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the higher the frequency, the less sleep that you need. You're in a higher vibration. You're in a lighter vibration. And you don't need that heavy sleep all the time. You need less and less sleep. And then people are going to have symptoms of the shift, and the shifts, I'll give some symptoms of the shift. Like there's actually like dizziness. There's times of blurred vision, tiredness. There will be headaches and achy joints, heart palpitations, ringing or tones in the ear, and definitely emotional breakdowns, which have been happening to a lot of people. You know, they don't know, the old paradigm doesn't work anymore, or they're holding on to stuff that they should have let go of and have done forgiveness already of themselves and others. And if they haven't let that go, going into the higher dimensions is really going to affect you, and you don't even sometimes know why. Now, people will be going through all these shifts and think that, you know, something's really wrong with their bodies and something's wrong with them, and they're going to the doctors. A lot of people are going to the doctors, and the doctors are all saying, well, there's nothing wrong with you. In the meantime, they give you some prescription that makes you, you know, worse with all the side effects, you know, that I call it chemicals. So I don't recommend that at all. Just ride the waves, they call it. Because it comes out, you know, you just come out, you know, it's releasing old stuff, you know. A lot of that is, and your body, and it, since our body's, you know, shifting into a higher dimensional frequency, if we went there all at once, we wouldn't be able to handle it. It would be impossible for us to handle that shift all at once. So it's slowly shifting our body. Our DNA is shifting. We have 12 strands of DNA. We have 10 strands that are dormant, that are more etheric, that are active, being activated now. So this is another part of it also. So we're, becoming awakened in the sense of, you know, I don't watch much TV, but I've been noticing how they're changing their speech about how they say, trust and tune into your intuitive, have you noticed that? Yeah.
Absolutely. Even there's a show called Awake coming on or something. It's funny because it's beyond their regular consciousness, their beta consciousness. I agree with you, Thunderbeat. It's like these terms come out and you listen, you look and you go, oh my God, did they just say that? You know, it's like, use your intuition, you know, or my feeling was, or my gut, you know, and I'm like,
That's a part of the shift. That's part of the intuitiveness, you know, and that's part of our awakening that we are going to start talking, you know, and then they're already doing it. This is the shift actually, like I said, really started in the late 80s. Now in the 2000s, in the, you know, the last, let's say, three to four years, it's really speeding up. You know, it slowly started in the 80s. Now it fluctuates. It's not like every day.
Started with that harmonic convergence, the harmonizing, right? The harmonic convergence, which fits in with what you're saying, that this fifth, which I want to go back to, you said this fifth world or fifth dimension is harmonizing the masculine and the feminine and connecting through the ethers. It's predominant. That becomes a predominance. Can you talk a bit more of that, what that means, the ethers, and how is this harmonizing happening? Is it collective, individual, or both?
It's a collective consciousness. It's all of us. It's not just our Earth. It's our whole universe is shifting. Our whole solar system is shifting into this higher dimensional shift. You know, it's the way I look at it is we're coming out of the dark ages, going into the light. We're all doing it. Whether some people will be stuck, you know, and some people won't, you know. And it's a gentle, it's not like I said, one day it's all this big explosion is going to happen, you know, where everybody's thinking 2012. Let me talk about December 21st, 2012. That is actually the completion of the fifth dimension that will be completed into that. And there's a lot of people that don't know this, that it really bothers me that they don't, you know, the history of the Mayans, where the Spanish came in, and I don't like to talk about, you know, negative things, Holocaust, but they did come in, and they killed 53 million Mayans. People, first of all, don't know that. 53 million. They took actual paper, but they had tablets, and they destroyed them, and they burned them, and this is a true story, where a Spanish priest actually pulled out one tablet and kept it and hid it, and that is the Mayan calendar. I mean, there's so much more that they don't even know. It's not the end. It's just the end of a cycle. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of their calendar. We have a January, and our ending of our calendar is December. It's the same as theirs. I mean, you know, similar to theirs.
Where did this information, Thunderbee, where did this come from? Because it's been drowning out, which I love what you said earlier, the celebration. It's been drowning out the, there's going to be discomfort, pain, you know, at any 3D, 4D, 5D transition, but I don't know, the celebration and the opening and the awakening and that more people are on the same page, all of that that's actually happening and drawing in this new consciousness is somehow getting drowned out you know, and I'll be honest, I've had people, you know, that have best-selling authors on this show that have done the doom and gloomy. They're now changing their tune as it gets closer and we haven't synced, you know. Now they're, but in the beginning, they were, oh, God, you know, this and that and that and this. And would you know, do you have any thought on that?
Yeah. Well, you know, people are in fear because it's like, you know, okay, like the system, they don't want things to change. They don't like change. Mm-hmm. They're in fear of change. And the fear is, you know, creating the doom and gloom and putting people in fear. Now, remember, fear is the opposite of love. Now, keeping our frequency down because they don't want us to change. I mean, I'm going to say the dark side doesn't want us to change. They want to keep us under control. That's exactly I feel what it is. And they make all these doom and gloom movies. I mean, everything I see is doom and gloom. I'm like, you know, that's why I stepped up to the plate. You know, I go up and down, you know, talking to many of these shamans, and I had a past life reading that I was a Mayan high priestess, that I know a lot of this information. And I was in last December, I said, you know what? God, I'm speaking to great spirit. God, I go, God, I am so tired of this doom and gloom. And God came and goes, well, you know all of this information. Talk about it. We need this information. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. So that's why, you know, and I've been talking about actually the 2012 since the, like, 1993, before people even knew what the, you know, I was talking about. They go, look at me like I was crazy. You know what I mean? So I do know a lot of the information. I go, don't people know this? And they said, no, they don't. And I'm like, oh, my gosh,
people weren't as receptive either, Thunderbee. There's been a few of us around. I mean, there's been a sprinkling, but there hasn't been the arena because the other stuff was either drowning out or people didn't want to hear it. So something has shifted that people now want to hear more of the life-enhancing or the, you know, like you know, the gifts that are coming through. Before, people really only wanted to hear, you know, get your bomb shelter and your food and guns and get underground. And
right. That is, we're lining up with the great central sun, the equator, and that is going to shift us into a higher dimension, higher frequency.
Now, can you touch on that, about the great central sun?
Yeah, we're just moving into alignment with the galactic equator. Now, people get this confused with the equator. We align up with the equator every solstice, every equinox and solstice. So
that happens.
But this time we're lining up with the great central sun, which is going to be more direct. Let's say information. We're gonna, like, it's like direct connect. We're directly connecting with our soul center of our galaxy. So we're gonna be more awake. That's all it is. It's not a big. There's no doom and gloom. It's just to be rejoicing. Like I said, we're just gonna be more direct information coming in. More higher consciousness. Awareness is going to expand. We're going to be we're coming into awareness right now that I have already seen it happen with people that no imagine a world. First of all, imagine a world where no one can lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine that. That's what's happening right now as we speak. We're becoming more aware and more in tune and more intuitive. Some people say, you know, psychic. Intuitive. I call it in tune, pretty much. And you can tell when you're talking to somebody that if they're lying or not. And eventually, you know, now, you know, a decade from now, we're going to know. It's like, oh, my God, that's bull. You know, we're going to know that people can't get away with any of these things anymore, and it's going to become a better world.
Yeah.
That is
That's what's interesting, too, the politicians or a lot of the media pundits, you know, I remember when the Obama campaign was happening, they kept saying transparency, and I thought, oh, they have no clue what they're really saying. The new consciousness is, because it is living transparent when you really know, like you said, your psychic tuner is on, you're tuned in, you're aligned, there won't be able to be these games or manipulations. And saying that, anyone have a question or comment on our topic or want to talk to Thunderbee or ask her a question, the number is 347-539-5122. and you need to press 1 on the keypad to let me know that you want to get on air. Yeah, so 347-539-5122. And, of course, press 1 on that keypad. So back to the energy, the ethers, the worlds, Thunderbee, because I think that that's so much the foundation of all this. One thing is, I guess, what can people expect and what do people need to be doing to prepare or allow for this?
Becoming lighter in the sense of changing your diet. You know, all the food with all the chemicals and all the, you know, the spray that, you know, be more organic, because your body is absorbing all that negativity of the chemicals and all the preservatives in the food. Eat more light, organic, raw foods. Yoga is great. Prayer, meditation is just fantastic for the shifts. Help you shift just smoothly into, you know, this new dimensional awareness. And chakra clearing, of course, that's a major thing. You know, it's so more important than people even know. I talk to people, they go, oh, yeah, I know about chakras. Oh, so what? No, that's huge. Your 7 chakras are vortexes. Those are portals themselves. Those are all psychic centers. Each one is a different psychic center that you should be clearing and awakening and balancing. Those are so important. You know, people wonder why I get so much accomplished, because I am, you know, all my chakras are aligned and I'm grounded. Grounding, a lot of people think just the higher chakras are more important. That is not true. They're all, each one is, they work together, and they're so important together, working together. So the chakras, and as you know, is extremely, you know, important to clear them out. Clear out the old stuff, you know, memories of your childhood. Forgiveness of your parents, your brothers, your sisters, cousins, fathers, people. You know, forgiveness of yourself. I mean, that is huge right there. Just to get, you know, a lot of times you think, oh, I'm over that. You know, I've already forgiven that person or whatever. And then something comes up that you go, oh, my gosh, where did it come from? And, you know, it's a lot of stuff is in your cellular memory. So you get rid of it. Just get rid of it. It's time to move on. And, you know, like I said, a lot of forgiveness. Another thing is, like I said, many healers, many people are awakening at this time. And I was at the 11-11-11 in L.A. at the Crystal Skull Conference, and I met a lady. She was in the, like I said, she was in the corporate world for 22 years, and she thought all this stuff was foo-foo, and it was really quick for her. It's another word that people are using, the quickening, and it is a quickening because people are waking up. Because that's what it's all about. The quickening means people are waking up. They're like it's night and day. This lady, she told me her story. It was like, oh my God, I just became a Reiki master, and I was like, I always thought this stuff was boo-boo, and I know now. I know. I realize I'm a healer, and healers are coming, helping, are being awakened to help the people shift. Also, there's a lot of people being awakened, knowing that they are really ancient healers that are being woken. So that's exciting, also.
We've got, you know, as you're saying that, I was thinking, yeah, you can't ascend with weighed down, you know, literally. So what I'm hearing you say is all of this is freeing up. Thunder, we have somebody in the chat room that heard you here before, last time you were here, and got some of your CDs. And my fave is Ancient Sun because of the Egyptian influences. I actually have them play in the background.
Awesome.
Nice. Yes, yay. I love it. I love it, and I love your chakra journey. That is, I love Ancient Sun as well. I'll have to put that back in rotation. I kind of listen to that over and over and over. You know,
Do you have my Mayan CD?
I think I have that. I have to look and see. I've got a couple little goodies that I put on, and then, of course, that chakra journey as well. It's amazing for stress relief and insomnia, and of course it's award winning. Okay, we've got a couple callers. I just want to preface, keep it to the point, keep it to what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Question or comment. Hello, 972-268-268, you're on Awakenings. Did you have a question or a comment for Thunderbee?
Great. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
972268. Did you have a question or a comment for Thunderbeat?
No comment, just for reading.
Okay, that's next week. Okay, question or comment relative to what we're talking about or for Thunderbeat? Hello, 559-930, you're on Awakenings.
Hello, Michelle and Thunderbeat, this is David.
Hi, David.
Hi, I had a question about 2012. I was just wondering if you guys see any sort of, like a reaping. Like, because I kind of see this river coming, and it's like there's a part where it's going really fast, and only those that are brave enough and prepared enough will be able to make this shift at this time. Is that what you guys are seeing? Like, there's going to be a separation
from
the lower vibration people and the higher vibration?
Yeah, there's going to be some people that will keep their blinders on, as I say it, and they won't be aware. But as far as I know, most people will be shifting. They won't even know they're shifting. See, it's a natural, like I said, like just on the mainstream TV, they're already started talking, and Michelle just said she's like noticed that. They're talking about use your gut feeling, use your intuition. It's already shifting, and people think of this like this major bam going to happen. It's not. I mean, it's so natural. And it's in a slow movement that it's going to happen. And people even that don't believe in, actually I talked to a guy the other day, because I don't believe in any of that crap, he goes. and in the meantime, he was saying something that he felt that he was really talking about being psychic. He was saying, he was actually not using those words. But he was actually tuning into something. He goes, and I think this is, this and this and this. What happened? And a friend of ours, and it was true. So he could tune in. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know the right terminology, or they don't know, maybe they're very psychic or in tune, that they don't even realize it's happening. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And I think too, a lot of people have the old idea of psychic. They think you got to have a turban on your head or something. Psychic. It comes from your psyche. One thing, let me preface this, David, and you might mean this. I think there's been a misinterpretation as the Bible has been misinterpreted, early on, and especially King James. Misinterpreted from its Essene from the Aramaic, from the Essenes and from the Aramaic. I think a lot of people think you're going to be popping out of the sky, going somewhere, and everybody else is going to be left behind, and it's going to be horrible.
The rapture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that information.
Okay, so you mean more so than like there being a reaping, there's going to be sort of just like everyone just awakens at the same time, and even those that didn't understand or didn't know was coming, or they're going to still.
But I think that's happening. That's what Thunderbeat is saying, David. That's what Thunderbeat is saying. Oh. It's happening
now. It's happening now. It's been happening since the 90s. It's slow. So it's not like it's a completion at December 21st, 2012. It's an end of the shift. It is the end into a new cycle. So we're already going into it. We've been going into it for a long time. It's slowly, like I said, if it happened all at one time, our bodies could not handle it. Our bodies, it would be too much for us. We would actually be almost, crippled. Because it's going into a different dimension is too much, so too fast. So we're already going into it. It's already been happening.
Yeah.
Actually, my CD, I had the prophecies in there, and I put that out. Actually, in 2005, and it says that right at the last part of the prophecy, it says the shift has already begun, and that was in 2005. So we're talking, what is that, 15-something years ago? I don't even know. I can't do the calculation right. So, the earth, any of the earth changes is all a cleansing. It's all a cleansing of the earth. It's a wake-up call for everybody. So, and it's Mother Earth probably going, I'm tired of this pollution. I am tired of, guys abusing me. You know, when she's there for us, I mean, if she, we don't have her, we're not, we have no place to live, and we're not taking very good care of her. And so she's like, you know, get off me already, you know, in certain areas. She's just tired of being abused. So that's a lot of what the earth changes are about.
So Thunderbeat, the actual date, and David brings this up, the actual date, because we will continue to shift is what I'm hearing from you. So what is the actual date of the solstice, the winter solstice? What is the, I guess, the, you know, implications of that? What is that representing, that
December
21st,
2012? It's actually the completion of a cycle. And then we're going into, then we'll be in that cycle, and it's never ending, you know. There's nothing, there's no beginning, no end. It just keeps going, you know. So we're going to go into the next, start going into the sixth dimension or sixth world. From that day on, we're going to start shifting into a higher, even higher dimension. So it's exciting, if you ask me. It's just a calendar. Like I said, the Mayans had many calendars. They had galactic calendars. They were so far advanced. They had solar calendars, had calendars for gardening, growing, and that is just a galactic alignment that was just, you know, at the end of their, one of their calendars. They have many other calendars. I have this funny joke I send out to my friends. It's a little cartoon, and it says this Mayan guy goes, I only had enough room to go up to 2012 on this tablet. And the other guy goes, well, that's going to freak somebody out someday, you know. I thought that was really funny.
I love it.
David, well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for clearing that up. I appreciate you guys.
No worries. Stay in there. Stay out of fear. Stay out of fear, because that just gives heavier denseness of energy for our planet. You know, we're a whole collective consciousness that we want to raise the vibration of everything, not put the doom and gloom in there. And then, you know, keep just the positive love and light in there. I mean, then you'll shift a lot easier too. So,
okay.
You're
welcome.
I think we have time for one more, maybe two if this is. You have a question or comment for Thunderbeat? 732-361. You're on Awakenings.
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia Horosich. I'm from New Jersey. Hello?
Yes, Patricia.
Yeah,
do you have a question or comment for Thunderbeat regards to the 2012?
Yes, my question.
Whoops, hold on.
Becoming, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I'm becoming more enlightened on what's going on in the universe, the world, our government, and everything. And it was to my understanding they wanted us to believe that the Milky Way was going to line up with the sun and the earth, causing solar flares to hit our magnetic shield to cause a power outage all around the world. But my question really is, since they have enslaved us, raped us, and took everything from us, our government, and want to hide everything from us of what's really supposed to be happening, is, to me, religion and Bible is man-made to control us, to keep the population down. And who are we supposed to be worshiping? Are we supposed to be worshiping a god, or are we supposed to be worshiping the sun? That's my question.
Okay, well, let me talk about the solar flares real quick, because a lot of people, it's another doom and gloom thing. You know, NASA even puts a lot of new doom and gloom in there. I've been watching the solar flares, and some people have talked about these solar flares going, oh, yeah, it's going to, you know, wipe us out and blah, blah, blah. You know, during the Bush administration, the solar flares was breaking records more than it's ever been for the 8 years he's been in the office. Before that, Clinton, everything was very mellow for the solar flares. Now, here's a fact that a lot of people don't know. Soon as Obama went into office, the first 6 months, there was not one major solar flare. Not one. Yeah. And NASA said, oh, my gosh, this must be the what do they say? This must be the calm before the storm. Of course, she's gonna put the doom and gloom in there. And no, it's our collective consciousness that makes the sun react the way we react. Yeah. If we, you know, if we're gonna put some wars out there and, you know, kill everybody, the sun's gonna be pretty upset. The sun's a living entity, and just like that, Mother Earth is, just like we are. We're all living entities, and we all, you know, we all affect each other. So the sun was really pissed off at what Bush was in office, you know. I could laugh about it. They're just making people put people in fear, and the fear is the opposite of love. And you have to remember that love is going to conquer all, and fear is such a dark, dark energy that you don't want to go there. You don't want to listen to any of the doom and gloom. It's bull. It's just bull. It's just to keep you under control.
Yeah, because I was told by a numerologist, because my birthday is May 1st, 1973, they were like, that's very significant. And, you know, that numbers play a role, even with the Mayans.
Absolutely.
That means something. Every number means something. And he was telling me there's something going to be happening to me in the next few months that I'm probably not going to understand because of my birthday and when I was born and my numbers.
I just want to interject really quick here because we only have 90 seconds. First of all, numbers, it's also who's interpreting the numbers. Are they interpreting from a high consciousness level or they're filtering, projecting? And also, to set up that kind of mystery that something's going to happen that you don't understand, that kind of is disempowering, you know. What's going to happen to you? You know, what can you do about it?
That's negative, you know. I mean, you can always figure everything out. So you always have the answers for everything. So I don't know whoever
Thank
told
you
that.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah, that I always say when people tell me that, cancel in my head. It's like, don't be putting some little mystery thing on a little. Thundery, we're going to have you back and dive back in. Enough time, definitely. But I do want to let people know, I put it in the chat, you've got some workshops coming up in Sedona, 3-day workshops, May 24th, 25th, 26th, and September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And people can go to thunderbeat.com. They can also call you at 928-204-0752. Or, of course, thundervision22@aol.com.
I remember all that, yeah. Yeah, the workshops are about preparing for the shifts, you know, and getting your chakras, of course, in line. And I have a big concert, an activational concert. I'll be talking about the Mayan 2012 in Sedona on March 23rd. They can always go to my website, thunderbeat.com, for all that information, and they can have my phone number on there also and my email address. So
perfect. And then the concert. Okay, so they can find out. I love that for the activation. Thunderbeat, you're not only just a wealth of information, but very light. I love it. You just had a great time with you, and I appreciate you really sharing your insight with all of us. Thanks so much for being on Awakenings.
Thank you, Shell. I love you.
Love you, too. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I love her. It's amazing. Love all of you as well. Thank you all for such an enlivening, enlightening program. Could feel all your energies. Thank you all that also called in for questions, comments. I've been readings at the top of the program. You are Awakenings. You make Awakenings what it is, part of the converging flow. This is definitely a re-listen-to show, so archive it. Come show some love and appreciation on our Awakenings radio page on Facebook and also on the iTunes page also, if you listen via those archives. Anyway, I love you all. Smoochie smoochies, lots of love and light, and of course, continue to share your insight, shine your light, and of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.